It is Inauguration Day, and this morning we're talking with Granite Staters about what they hope to hear from President-elect Donald Trump in today's inaugural address and during his first few months in office. Catherine Carter is a music teacher at Lancaster Elementary School. She's also organizing the Women's March of the North Country tomorrow. It's a local offshoot of the Women's March on Washington. We spoke yesterday. Supporters of President-elect Donald Trump say you need to give him a chance. Do you feel a rally like this, just a day after the inauguration, sends the message that you're not willing to give him a chance?
Oh, I don't think so. I think we definitely want to give the president-elect a chance. I think that this march is definitely to say, not so much that it's an anti-Trump march, but saying these are the issues that we're concerned about. It's more of a pro-human rights demonstration. So we want our views on minorities and women and veterans to be addressed. And we feel that by doing this march, it's the best way to get those views right out in the forefront.
So what specifically are your concerns with the new administration?
We were upset by all the negative rhetoric and the way in which many people were being talked about during the election cycle, i.e. immigrants, minorities, women, and veterans. And when we learned about the Women's March in D.C., something really resonated for us. And we wanted to have that opportunity here in our communities for those who are unable to travel to D.C. for the march.
I want to ask you, you're a teacher.
I am.
What have you heard from students during this election cycle?
There's been some different things. Directly following the election, there were a lot of celebrations, but there were a lot of kids who were really concerned. You had someone who, as our president-elect, who was displaying a lot of kind of bullying behaviors, and we try as teachers to teach children the way that you treat others the way you want to be treated, and some of them were seeing the president-elect act in ways that were kind of negative and saying, oh, is that okay to do? So we did have some people saying, oh, well, now that Trump's president, I can do these things. But we had a lot of kids, other kids saying, you know, well, we know that we need to be respectful of our common man. And there are all kinds of different concerns on either side.
In the 3 months since the election, do you feel like you've been able to kind of understand why people did vote for him?
I think so. I've done some research myself, and I think that there were many concerns in this country, concerns that were not being met. People felt that they were not being heard. And particularly being in rural America, a lot of times it feels as though our voices aren't getting heard from way up here. So I think there were definitely concerns. I think that Trump's rhetoric really did resonate with a lot of citizens. But that being said, we do hope that there's been so much progress that's been made with this administration, the Obama administration, and we hope that that progress will continue and not become stagnant with the new administration.
What could Donald Trump say during his inaugural address that could reassure you or give you some hope?
Well, we really feel that we hope to hear him begin to unite the nation and begin to bring people and communities together rather than being divisive and aggressively fighting like he did during the most recent press conference. We really want to hear him speak with respect in reference to the rights of immigrants, minorities, women and veterans, people living in poverty, and in communication with our neighboring countries as well. And I'm sure that every individual coming to these marches, they're coming with their own personal suite of hopes for what President Trump will speak about and in addressing his new administration. And this march is one of solidarity with overriding principles of social and racial justice for all Americans.
So what happens after the rally on Saturday? Will this get more people involved and more politically involved?
So what we're trying to do is kind of get an idea. We have quite a few people. Over 100 people have agreed to show up in Lancaster. From there, we hope to kind of get together and get some ideas about how to progress forward and continue fighting for the things that we believe in. So this will kind of serve as a catalyst for that.
Catherine Carter is organizing the Women's March in the North Country in Lancaster this Saturday. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.